This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side.
Evan.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat. There you go. Now I can hear me. That's why I come here for, to hear me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yeah, she's pretty fast. She was sitting next to me a minute ago. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You know the deal. You know how to do it. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly and being part of the conversation. Don't say you are. Don't kind of jump in and out. But actually be part of the conversation. You should be. I learned by listening to you guys. I learned by watching you, watching some of the comments you make. And some, you know, some of the ones I miss. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. Always fun to have her on. it's going to be a Kavanaugh week. Any way you cut it, no matter what's going on at the UN, no matter what Rosenstein does on Thursday, it's going to be a Kavanaugh week, any way you cut it. And when you think about everybody, and I'll hit on this a little bit when Kimberly joins me. I'm sure she's sick of this, too. But every accusation made against him, I could say has no basis in truth. You know why? And using what the congresswoman said. Remember when she said, I believe Professor Ford because she said it? It's the truth because she said it? Well, I say the same thing about Kavanaugh. It's the truth because he said it. But I'll go even a little further with this. We now have three witnesses that she said has showed up. None of them have said, yes, this is real. This actually happened. None of them. One of them took 6 days with her attorneys to figure out that, yes, it was Kavanaugh. Right? And then the guy a man of integrity. If there is a such thing, a man with pornographic integrity, Avenatti, or whatever his name is, I know he's one of mine, but I'm trying to forget his name. He's come on the stage to say, hey, look, I've got these emails that prove he was part of a rape gang. Because, you know, if Avenatti says it, it's got to be true, right? Guy's a real piece of work. I mean a real piece of work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And isn't it interesting that in all these years, all of them, there hasn't been any consistent efforts like this? He hasn't done this before? Now, I know some are coming out of the woodwork saying, yes, he was part of those rape gangs, he was part of this, he was part of that. I don't believe any of it. You know, Kavanaugh went on Fox tonight with Martha McCallum, and his wife was on with him, and the man bared his soul. And someone giving him a hard time because he didn't have that Eye of the Tiger thing. This was not the place for the Eye of the Tiger. This was the place for Kavanaugh, the man, the husband, to tell his story. And based on what the far left has done, now remember, we have Democrats and Republicans that are middle of the road. They're not far right or far left. They're good, decent people. But the ones that are trying to hang Brett Kavanaugh, they are far, far left. And again, like I said, there isn't a prosecutor that would take this case with the expectation to win for the professor, Professor Ford, because there's no evidence, there's no anything here. This is a bigger nothing burger than Hillary Clinton's server was supposed to be. Excuse me. But here's the problem with Kavanaugh. He stands for everything the far left progressives hate. He's a man. He's a father. He's a loving husband. He's a community leader. He gets involved. He believes in traditional family. He's white. They say he's a man. He identifies as a man. He's a physical man. He's everything they hate. I mean, think about all the things they brought up about him. He ran his credit cards up. Unlike some of these other boneheads in Congress, it wasn't on porn. No, it was on baseball games. Seriously. And it just never stops because they are looking for anything. They're hoping he pops. They're hoping he gets mad. They're hoping that something major happens that pushes him over the side. Well, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin will join me after the break. While she's doing that, you can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address. That's right, we use it for the newsletter. We send it out once a week. If you've been having trouble getting it, don't hesitate to let me know. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time. Always appreciate it when you're with me. Again, she's chomping at the bit. We'll be back in a few minutes. In the meantime, send me an email. Right? That simple. Let me know what you want. Who you want on. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Yeah, they're all doing it now. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please get involved in the conversation, really, seriously. Because it's the only way you get to hear all these little nuances as to what's going on, you know, different ways that people are approaching the Kavanaugh issue and others as well. You know, I think it's going to totally overshadow the Rosenstein meeting on Thursday with the president. And I think the only way that it's going to overshadow to the, well, Rosenstein's going to overshadow is if he walks out of the White House and quits or claims he's been fired, in which case it might take a little thunder, but not a whole bunch. Well, let's find out whether I'm right, wrong, or whether she even cares. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to let me know where I'm wrong, where I'm right, and what's going on in the world. Right? Correct?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, well, apparently as a white male, the way I am, that I, you know, I'm a problem to society as a whole, apparently.
Sure. You are guilty just because you have man parts.
Yeah. Thank you. It doesn't stop, though. I mean, when you think about what's going on with Kavanaugh, and you think about how he's been accused, and they can't find really anybody to verify this, to agree with it, to say, yes, this is what happened. I mean, how do you crucify this guy? How do you do this to him?
If you, Alinsky... by him, which is exactly what the left is doing. And for those who aren't familiar, this is one of Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. You pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. That is a direct quote from Saul Alinsky's rules for radical, which the left has been using for years. And that's exactly what they're doing to Kavanaugh. And that's why Kavanaugh can't give up, because God forbid if Kavanaugh just backs down and says, you know what, I'm not dealing with this, I have a wife, I have a family, I have a career, I'm not going to allow this to be done to me. If he does that and gives up, we're screwed. Everyone is. This is bigger than just this one small fraction of what's going on in society. This has a much bigger effect as a whole, what the left is doing. And it's disgusting, it's vile, and it's despicable.
Okay. Well, there's no question there about how you think, right? But you're right. He can't just throw in the towel, because if he's really innocent, if he really believes himself to be innocent and knows that he didn't do anything wrong here, he needs to stay with it. He needs to fight it out, and he needs to show them. See, this makes them crazy. It's what I do. I make them nuts. Because I won't back down over things that I believe to be truth. I won't back down over things when they accuse me of something and I know it's a lie. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yep.
You know, and it makes them crazy.
Oh, they can't stand it, and that's, you know, they just, it makes their eyes bleed. But no, that is true. But this is much bigger than just the Supreme Court nomination.
Yes.
This has far-reaching ramifications if these left-wing lunatics actually get away with this. You know, I talked about this last week when I hosted your show for just an hour with my friend, my fabulous Lisa Freeman, a New Hampshire state rep. And we talked about this. And our inclination, as we said, and this is probably a lot of people, believe what the victim is saying. Then you have to listen to the accused, and see what they say. And then you have to look at the evidence, the actual factual evidence. And you have to decide, is this really what happened? Is this person really credible? You know, you have to look at the whole picture. You can't just say, I believe all women. Because, you know, we know from history, Duke LaCrosse, Tawana Browley, all kinds of reports we're seeing now where women are actually going to prison for lying about being raped. You can't just believe an accuser. You have to look at the whole evidence, and there has to actually be evidence. Otherwise, we have no republic. What is this country if we just believe someone because they say something?
If we're supposed to be genderless, gender neutral, but yet anytime a woman accuses a guy of doing something, it's true. End of discussion. How does that work? I mean, how is that true? First of all, aren't we innocent until proven guilty, except when it comes to this? When we get down this road, it seems to me we're guilty until proven innocent. It's
right.
Really sad.
Well, and the thing is, this is actually hurting women who have actually been sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
This hurts them. When you falsely accuse someone, that hurts all women who have actually been assaulted and want to come forward with it and want to go to the authorities. There are many women who don't, especially younger, for a variety of reasons. But this kind of behavior, this kind of making up stuff or accusing the wrong person, this does nothing to help women. This actually hurts women. And they don't care because their ends justify the means. They just want to make sure Kavanaugh doesn't get confirmed to the Supreme Court. That's all they care about. It's political with them. They don't care about women. They don't care about sexual assault victims. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about the facts. None of it. It's all political with them, and it's disgusting. And as a result of this, I and other people I know, even though I wasn't happy with some of the Republicans on the ballot, I am voting Republican all down ballot as a hate vote against Democrats because I am disgusted with this behavior.
Wow. Did you just spit all over the microphone?
I did. I spit all over the screen, too.
Well, look, I am glad that he seems to have the guts to fight it out. He seems to be willing to sit there and do whatever it takes to speak into it. Now, he's been a judge forever, so he knows how this goes. He knows what needs to be said, and he knows what it takes to fight back. And I'm glad he was able to contain himself on the show today. Thursday, I hope that he steps up. And really has the passion that we need to see in him for this. Really,
yep.
Really, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and his wife was right there with him. I mean, she was, yep, we're going to fight this. We're going to do this.
They're attacking her now.
Yeah. Well, somebody had said on the show I was on the other day to say that, Professor Ford's had all kinds of death threats. I go, right, because Kavanaugh hasn't. His wife hasn't, right? This is just sick in every sense of the word, isn't it?
The whole thing is disgusting, and for all the independents that are out there, if you don't see it yet, if you don't see how much the left actually hates you, look at this with what they're doing. This is further proof. I mean, this is the most disgusting I've seen yet. I mean, the left has done disgusting things, but this is one of the worst yet.
All right. Well, you know what that sound is. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Kimberly Reynolds joined me. We're going to talk about Rosenstein. Should he stay or should he go? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Kavanaugh speaks out.
The truth is, I've never sexually assaulted anyone in high school or otherwise.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his wife Ashley sit down for an exclusive interview with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
I am not questioning and have not questioned that perhaps Dr. Ford at some point in her life was sexually assaulted by someone in some place. But what I know is I've never sexually assaulted anyone.
Accuser Christine Ford scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday. Meanwhile, Kavanaugh telling Fox News, I'm not going to let false accusations drive me out of this process.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process. And we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW, people who get it.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We're back. Don't you love horns? I think horns are wonderful. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? During the break, she got me all crazy. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and her viewpoint on things, even though sometimes we come at things differently, but we want to end up in the same place, right? She didn't hear a word I said. Isn't that great? She didn't.
Nope, yeah. I didn't, because you pressed the wrong button.
I could have been swearing at her, and she wouldn't even have known. But that's okay.
Nope.
Anyway, I said I appreciate your time with me. I think you're a wonderful and lovely woman, and that you're extremely smart and brilliant. That's what I said.
You're so lying.
Oh, I said that you bring a perspective to the show, and sometimes we'd always go at it the same way, but we usually agree at the end on the outcome. So anyhow, hey, let me ask you a question. You're into teaching people how to be safe with guns and what have you. Do you think school board candidates, water board candidates, city council candidates should have meet and greets at gun clubs?
Yeah, why not? I mean, your constituents, when you are elected an elected official, your constituents come from all walks of life. So why not talk with those people that happen to go to gun ranges? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that or any other event that you go to, as long as it reflects the people that you're representing, right? I mean, because we are a representative government. That's what people keep forgetting.
Right, yeah, you could go have an event at a yoga studio or an ice cream shop.
As long as I don't have to wear the pants, we're good.
Well, no, but I would make you stretch and do yoga. I would actually make you do yoga. But you know, it might calm your stress a little bit. But why not? Representatives or candidates should be going to all different places, because they're going to be representing people who go to all of those places. They should be open to that.
I agree with you. I would go almost anywhere. I'd go to any house of worship. I'd go to I'd go to any restaurant. But, I mean, I'd go pretty much to any club, any group that wants me to come in and speak with them, not argue with them, not fight for what I, as to why I take certain stances on things. But I'm more than willing to have open honest conversation, not open fighting. You know what I mean?
Right. No, and that's the, you know, you have a discussion and they ask questions and you can answer them. And it's not to argue and yell at each other. It's to have a discussion because there's some people who maybe wouldn't be able to talk to you otherwise because they go to that certain event or kind of club or whatever. I think that candidates miss out on opportunities if they don't try to talk to people from all various walks of life and different areas of interest because they're going to be, they are actually representing all of those people. So I think it's a good thing, and a lot of candidates don't do it.
Well, I've offered to go to places, you know, where normally a guy like me wouldn't be welcome, and I would say, look, you always say that you think I hate you, or I don't like you, or I don't this, I don't that. I'm here. Place to call, tell me to come out. You're the ones that don't want me here. You know, it was a college the other night. What was the name of that? I can't remember the name of the college. We did a story last week. It was in New York, and they were allowing a Marxist. Now, they had to put everything in front of it, you know, black female Marxist. Like, I really care. They were allowing a Marxist to speak there, and they were all excited about it. Yet Ben Shapiro is basically not allowed on campus. Right?
Because, you know why? Because the left doesn't want anyone to see the truth. Marxists don't tell the truth, they tell lies. So if these students, maybe there's some who are on the fence and are curious and just don't even know, they don't want them to hear Ben Shapiro because Ben Shapiro is going to tell them the truth and you can verify everything he says and back it up. So you don't even have to believe him. You can listen to what he says and then you can go back it up with facts and history yourself. The left doesn't want people to know the truth. That's why Democrats have to lie all the time, because if they told the truth, no one would, in their right mind anyway, would ever vote for them again. Right. I mean, I'm sorry, but this is what I've come to believe over all these years of exposing the left lies and Democrat lies. They never tell the truth. And it's because they know people wouldn't vote for them because all the stuff they want to do ends up hurting way more people than it helps.
Well, but you go back to your talking about them lying. There's a chapter in my book. It says, why do they have to lie to win? And I ask everybody the same question. If you've got the good product, if you've got the right product, if you've got the product that will help and work, why do you have to lie about it? You really don't, do you? You shouldn't, anyway.
No, it should sell itself. You should have a product that it could sell itself on its own, but you just have to sort of market it, right? You just have to maybe explain it if there's some complex parts, or market it so people understand it easily and you get the information out there. But the left literally lies. I mean, you can catch them in a lie every single day. The Kavanaugh nomination hearing is one example. I mean, Kamala Harris has got to be one of the biggest liars on the planet.
Oh,
but
she's
it was easy to catch
them. I agree.
Oh, she's awful. She's horrifying. But she's not the only one. They all lied. And you could easily catch them and verify that they were lying. Why? Why do you lie? If you can't handle the truth, or the truth is going to expose you for being a horrifying, heinous person, then that's a problem, and people need to really wake up, especially indie, all you indies out there, wake up.
Hey, what about, speaking of liars, what about Rod Rosenstein here, right? He's still number two man at the Justice Department. Everybody said he was, there was a rumor going around he was going to resign over the weekend or Monday, whatever. But he's seen the president on Thursday.
Yep.
How does that conversation go in your mind?
I don't know. You know, they were all reporting that he supposedly sent his resignation last week and Trump wanted to talk to him. So I don't know exactly how that's going to go. I mean, I'm all about draining the swamp, so I'm like, get out. Get them all out. We could probably get rid of half the federal government employees and none of us would miss them and things might run better. But I don't know how that's going to go, to be honest. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is, frankly, I think he's going to go in there, and the president's going to probably get a little strong with him, ask him, you know, why for certain issues, or why did you choose this person, why did you choose that person, where are you going with this, when does it stop, and did you, I think one of the first questions is, did you really even suggest that you would wear a wire in this office? Because, you know, there's two sides of that conversation. One is saying he did say it. He wasn't joking. He never said he was joking. He's saying they took a... He didn't... You notice that Rosenstein didn't say that they're out-and-out lies, right? He said they...
Right.
They were... I think he said they were misconstrued. I don't have it up in front of me anymore. They were factually incorrect. That's what he said. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, I love it when people use... Yeah.
He didn't say it at 10 o'clock. He said it at 11. It wasn't a Monday. It was a Friday,
exactly.
Right? What did he mean by it was factually incorrect? Always makes me nuts with that. But, yeah. So as far as Rosenstein goes, my mindset is this. Tell me if you think I'm right. Fire no one till after the election.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. No, don't bother with any controversy other than what we're already dealing with until after. I agree. Yep, no, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, yep. Then what I would do is the day after the election. Well, they don't take office right away, right?
Till January, right?
I would make it a birthday gift. I would make it a New Year's gift to the American people.
A New Year's present it could be a Valentine's present. Kiss goodbye. Mwah. Kiss it. Sorry. Whoops.
No, I would go right down the list. You.
Out.
That's
You're
right.
You're fired.
Escort them. See them later. You know what you do? Is you call them all in for like this big staff meeting where they think they're coming in to, you know, to get the inside scoop. And I would let them all say, here's the inside scoop. You're all unemployed.
Get out. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, God. You know, well, him, Sessions. Well, somebody would have to wake up Sessions first. But, you know, him and Sessions and the rest of them. I would clear out about a third of the State Department. I would clear out about a third of the DOJ. You know those guys that said they couldn't be fired because they were in the federal government? Yeah, let's see how that works out for you. You know, you can be moved laterally if we get rid of those positions. That's what they don't realize.
That's right.
That's right. They can get rid of the position and move them laterally. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Yeah, I don't think singing the song is going to help Kavanaugh's accuser or Rosenstein. He can sing all he wants to. It's not going to help him. He's in a world of hurt. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. I only send one out a week. Let you know who's going to be on the show, what kind of topics we'll be discussing, and laying out the sponsors, and maybe some of the stories we've recently written. And let me just bring her back on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always enjoy the time that she spends with us. Hey, Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I'm thinking here, you know, because you don't care really about stirring it up a bit. I'm sure that you're okay with all the Twitter backlash you get by wearing a sexy Native American Indian designed costume for Halloween now, wouldn't you?
Well,
for your husband, right?
I've actually worn
an
Indian costume before.
Well, so, go ahead.
I, was going to say, so one of my girlies' weekends, it was themed Cowboys and Indians, and I was an Indian. I was pretending I was Pocahontas.
Ooh.
Elizabeth Warren's
Cowboys
version.
And Indians? How politically incorrect or insensitive are you?
Pretty insensitive. I appropriated the culture.
So the online lingerie company, Yandy, has been called out again over a weekend for its sexy costumes, this time over its collection of sexy Native American and sexy Indian designs that many are calling highly offensive and racist. Now, let me ask you a question, okay? Don't get me in the weeds too much here, right? I mean, what woman, from my understanding, what woman doesn't want to feel sexy, doesn't want to feel good-looking in her outfit or whatever it is, right? I mean, seriously.
They wouldn't have places like Victoria's Secret making millions of dollars a year if women didn't want to feel sexy. Whether for themselves or for their whatever, it doesn't matter. There was another costume. I don't know if you saw this one. They had sexy handmaid's costume. The handmaids, the ones wearing the dog things?
Yes.
I was dying on that one. And they got Twitter all got in a buzz over those sexy handmaid costumes. If you want to look like a moron and wear a dog cone of shame, over one of the worst books ever written, you might as well be a little sexy if you can.
So, Yandy puts out a statement and says, well, it's become obvious that our brave red maiden costume is being seen as a symbol of women's oppression rather than an expression of women's empowerment. Now, here's where I'm confused, being the male in the room, right? You have people like Beyonce and those people that get up on stage. They're pretty much naked. They're doing all those pelvic thrusts and sexy symbols or sexy moves, and they're talking about how they're empowering women by doing all of that, and yet a sexy costume is now women's oppression. So it's proof that if you don't do it exactly like they want you to do it, and the way they want you to do it, then you're wrong. You're dead wrong.
You know what? The left has just truly become authoritarian. You have to do what we tell you, or else. Is basically what they have become. A small minority of people have a big loud voice, especially because they have wing nuts, left-wing billionaires giving them money to do so. They make a lot of noise, and the rest of us are all like, really? Shut up. No one's forcing anyone to wear the costume. If you want to buy it and wear it, have a good time.
Yeah.
No one's making anyone wear it.
Nope. No. And that's the other thing, too. Why do you get to tell me what I want to wear, what I think I look good in, and what I don't look good in? That's all up to me, is it not? I mean, we're going to get down to the point where these people aren't going to be happy until you look like you're a gender-neutral person, until you wear those. Remember one of the original Apple commercials where everybody was sitting around in gray suits? Do you remember that one? You're too young. Never mind. It's just going to make me feel bad, so shut up. Anyway. Everybody was.
Oh, is that the first computer?
I'm sorry. I can't hear her anymore. She must have got disconnected. It was one of the first commercials they ever had, and everybody was sitting around in gray suits because they were trying to portray that's what the big IBM machines were all about. Just put you in the same, same situation. You were all the same. No creativity. All of that. That's kind of what they were trying to portray in the commercial. But it's the same thing here. It's almost like these people won't be happy until we're all exactly the same, spewing the exact, the same mantra that they want you to spew. I don't see it changing anytime soon when you listen to them.
No. They don't care about individuals. They want everyone to be a collective. That's why they try to turn us into a genderless society, because that's what 50 million gazillion different genders, whatever you want to be that day, creates. Because eventually there'll be none, right? That just won't even be considered anything because that's what they want. There's an actual book. Have you ever read Anthem? Is it Anthem by Ayn Rand? It's a really short book, okay. And it's sort of like that where the society is taken over by these leftists. I mean, it doesn't say they're leftists, but that's what they do. And, you know, men and women are separated, but then nobody really actually knows there's a difference, and they don't have electricity, and they do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, they're the authoritarians at the top control everything. And then they come to find out, oh, yeah, we had all these great things before, and society was free, and individuals were ruled and whatever, but then we had to regress back to what these collectivists wanted, because that's basically what progressivism is. It's not progress, it's regress.
Oh, it's really, listen, here's one that should send you into orbit, right? See, the Yale University or Yale Law School has decided to cancel a bunch of its classes. Do you know why?
Why?
All right. Because students want to go protest in D.C. Now, in my day, the way they taught you how to deal with real life, you sure have a right to go protest, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you zero for the day. Okay? So how bad do you want to give it up? What do you want to lose over it? What are you willing to do to promote your cause? These young people don't know how to suffer to promote their cause, do they?
No, because they're either getting paid for it or they're not suffering any consequences. If you miss a class, it depending on how the professor is, that's you get scored off for that. If you take a day off from work, you have to take a paid day off or don't get paid. Or you call in and you're not really sick and maybe you get fired. The left is destroying the ability of children and future adults to be self-sustaining. Destroying it. They're coddling them, and they are teaching them that there is no ramifications to their behavior because, you know what, we like that behavior, so it's all good.
Yeah,
that's why.
I listen to this stuff. I listen to what they have to say. I read a lot of these stories, and you just there's no rhyme or reason to them. Whatever group has decided that that's good this Thursday, then that's what's good on Thursday. Then on Friday, that could all change. So whatever you do, don't pour it in cement or anything like that, because all of that could change in a heartbeat. It really
right.
is so confusing for our young people, so confusing for our, you know, young men and women as to what's right, what's wrong, how they're supposed to live, how they're supposed to say, what they're supposed to say, and to who. It's just crazy. And getting worse by the day.
You know? Right. No, it is getting worse, and that's the problem. And no one's doing anything about it.
You know, I was, we've only got a minute or so here, but I just went by an article where two people were shoving pizza down each other's throat, but they were talking about how obesity is on the rise in this country. It's been on the rise for 50 years. What do you mean it's on the rise? I mean, and so they figured the way to fix that is to curtail what you get at a fast food joint. Make it so you know, certain drinks you can't get at school. Do they not go hang out at schools? Do they not go to see the kids are going to get what they want to get to eat when they want to eat it? I mean, you cannot legislate this stuff, can you?
No. No, and that's the thing. That's one of the problems with the government in general is they try to legislate morality, what you eat, what you think, what you can do with your own home. They try to legislate everything based on who's in control, and rather than just leave us the heck alone. And that's what they do everywhere. Other places like California are far worse than, say, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
But we all have that kind of legislature in our states everywhere. At the state level, it's way worse than the federal. The federal is just bloated, out of control bureaucrats that needs to be cut. Somebody on the timeline said, so get rid of half the government. Does that mean all the FEMA and government workers risking their lives in North Carolina? What moron said that? No one.
Nobody. No.
Nobody said that.
I love when they do stuff like that. It's like, right, because that's exactly what we meant. Could you
exactly.
use one of the two brain cells that God gave you? Anyway, quick, where can people find you?
GraniteGrock.com, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Always a pleasure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Got a lot more coming up after the break. In the next hour, Steve Hilton's going to join me. He's the author of Positive Popularism, Revolutionary Ideas to Rebuild the Economy, Family, and Community in America. I'll be back in a minute.